ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
You having any of it?
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Is looking at you, kid.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Oh, well, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
You don't have to say anything and you don't have to do anything. Oh, maybe just whistle. You know how to whistle. You just put your lips together and blow.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, often imitated but never duplicated heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks, having defended that title now for better than 28 years. And straight up, today, we're talking boxing. We're talking mixed martial arts. We got it all going on. Of course, UFC 155 going in the tank tonight. That's right. It all goes down in Las Vegas tonight. Of course, the World Heavyweight Championship of Cage Fighting. UFC heavyweight champion himself, Junior Dos Santos of Brazil, taking on the former champion, Cain Velasquez, or Cain Velasquez, however you want to pronounce it. The bottom line is, something's got to give. Both guys were hurt going into their first fight about a year ago. Of course, that was the debut on Fox TV. We'll talk about that in depth, the Fox TV numbers and the UFC in hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. But, of course, Cain Velasquez and Junior Dos Santos just hours away. The boxing season is over for the year. And, of course, the highlights, the lowlights, the good things, the bad things, I'm going to go through them all. And, of course, there's a lot of death involved. I mean, it was a bad year if you were a trainer, a legendary trainer in boxing. I mean, Angelo Dundee, Emanuel Stewart, the great Burt Sugar. I mean, good God, lost a lot of people in 2012. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now. 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Hey guys, do you know your testosterone levels? Why not? Each year, declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Take control of your testosterone levels and give us a call. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement found at GNC, Rite Aid, and other national retailers, is actually giving you a free one-month supply with this exclusive radio-only offer, but only if you call today. So if you'd like to feel younger like you did in your 20s, call now to try Progene risk-free and feel more power, performance, and passion with Progene. Don't believe us? We'll even prove it works. Ask about our at-home testosterone test kits and see for yourself what Progene can do for you. Call 1-800-520-6489 for details. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. That's 1-800-520-6489. Again, that's 1-800-520-6489.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here we are. Joe Louis has done it again. He's on the comeback trail. Joe, will you say a word to the audience?
1 minute.
Hello, everybody. I'm glad I win.
That was Joe Louis's brief statement. You must have something more to say, Joe. You really fought a magnificent battle.
I hope I win. Get ran the right to go back to the championship anyway.
Fine, old Joe. Okay. Joe Louis has just been pulled out by Harry Baylow. And if I take a look across the ring, I'll see if it's possible to get over to Jack Sharkey if he isn't in too bad condition.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Oh, Superfly
has dropped 30 pounds in the last 6.5 weeks. Decided to get in shape for the new year. Actually decided to get in shape for the rest of my life. Topped out at 205. Man, that was a lot of weight. Then I dropped some weight down to 195 with a diet and played around for a while and got down to about 178, 179, but really couldn't get much lower without going back to running. And the reason why I went back to running is that there is no other option to get rid of the belly. You want to get rid of the gut, you got to run. You know, I might as well mention him. Fred Sternberg was a publicist with America Presents back in the day, and he moved from the East Coast to Colorado. And within 1 year, he got fat. I mean, like within 8 months, I was like blown away by it. Well, because he didn't have the activity he had on the East Coast. I mean, he was locked in, you know, snow drifts and all that kind of stuff in Colorado. But the bottom line is lack of activity means you get fat. And if you're over 40, you got to run to keep the gut off unless you got great genetics. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing. In this boxing hour, we're going to talk with Francisco Valcarcel, the honorable president of the World Boxing Organization, of course, the WBO, one of my sponsors for many years. I'm very proud to have the WBO on board. In fact, you know, of all the sanctioning bodies, per se, I'm very, very honored to be involved with Francisco Valcarcel. And if Pedro's willing to say he's honored to be involved with a guy, he's got to be a pretty darn good guy. We'll also talk with Austin Trout, of course, the WBA super welterweight, 154-pound champion of the world, the man that is undefeated now, what's he, 26-0, 15 whack, something like that. Of course, dismantling Miguel Cotto a fortnight ago in Madison Square Garden, of course, the mecca of boxing, the mecca of Puerto Rican boxing, without question. I mean, Spanish Harlem was in the house, with the exception of Hector Camacho, who had just been buried. All the Puerto Ricans were there. There wasn't nobody there for Austin Trout but his family. But the bottom line is Austin Trout defied the odds. He defied the promotion. He defied the disrespect. I mean, they introduced him first. They made him walk to the ring first. He's a defending champion. Lots of disrespect involved there. I mean, it sort of reminded me of Larry Holmes back in 1982 when he was forced to do the same thing with Jerry Cooney. But some of the sad things in 2012, and I think they have to be topped, I think, with, you know, the loss of Emmanuel Stewart. I mean, Emmanuel Stewart was very, very close to me. Of course, the Detroit Jim Goldfather from Detroit, Motown. Of course, he was an electrician by trade, got into boxing, the 1963, I believe, 118-pound champion of the United States. And then he turned his boxing interest towards teaching and started the Kronk Gym circa 1971-72. Of course, the Kronk Gym was a gym in the building of the Kronk Recreation Center in Detroit, and to say it's a destitute area would be the understatement of 2012. I mean, they've moved since, but man, that place, although it was a great gym, I mean, they had the heater going on, it was like 90 degrees down there, even when it was like 19 degrees outside, so that was sort of cool. I mean, the Kronk Gym was full of history. Tommy was there. Lennox was there. I mean, everybody worked out there of note. in that little ghetto basement, okay? But, of course, Emmanuel moved in about 4 or 5 years ago. And, of course, Emmanuel leaving us just a few months ago at the age of 68 years old, the result of colon cancer. So if you're into... If you're into your 40s, if you're into your 50s, think about colonoscopy. Seriously, think about it. Angelo Dundee died this year, 90 years old. You know, 90 years old. He had a good run. Give him his props. I mean, he was the man that brought us Muhammad Ali, then Cassius Clay, and then Sugar Ray Leonard. Or did he? I mean, weren't those already semi-made products that were given to him? And he was a great corner man, no question about it. A great motivator, but a great trainer, per se. I mean, you know, I don't know. Maybe Willie Pastrano, he trained those guys from, before they turned champion to becoming champion and this and that. But guys like Ray Leonard, Muhammad Ali, or Cassius Clay, they're so gifted coming out of the amateurs that, wow, you know what I'm saying? How much do you have to teach those guys? I mean, what can you do other than motivate a supernatural athlete like Muhammad Ali, as was Muhammad Ali or Ray Charles Leonard? Another death in 2012 was the Hat. Bert the Hat Sugar. This was a bit of a stunner for me. I knew he was sick, but I didn't know he was as sick as he was. But he died as a result of lung cancer and, you know, and some other aging issues. And the bottom line is the Hat, who I worked with as part of a TV broadcast team back in the 1990s at the Riviera Hotel in Las Vegas when we were doing sports bar television. This was back in, I mean, Lou Falcino had some great ideas. We were doing sports bar television. We were doing some pay-per-views as well. But he was a great guy to work around. I remember the best story I could ever tell about Bert Sugar was we were working the Tommy Morrison Razor Ruddock fight in Kansas City, and he had to go do the live television feed. I was doing the international feed. He was going to do the live domestic feed. He was going to spend his 2 minutes up there and give his prediction on the fight and the whole 9 yards. So anyway, he leaves me at the beginning of a 10-round fight. Okay, so he leaves me alone. I'm doing the international broadcast. No problem doing it by my own, okay? Guess what? Bert doesn't come back. For two fights, he doesn't come back. So he comes back like literally 20 rounds later, like an hour or so later, hour and 15 minutes, right? And he's drunk as a skunk. And he sits down, and I mean, I could have got high in his fumes, but he was a good guy. He always treated me with respect. The bottom line was I remember Lou Falcino's girlfriend, who was about 25, 30 years younger than him. He died a couple of years ago. He used to run Momentum Promotions out in New York City. His girlfriend took off Bert's hat one night. And Bert, I'd never seen Bert the Hat as mad as he was in that particular instance. Never in my life. And I've been around him a lot. So he was ticked at that point. Some of the bad things that went down in boxing this year as far as I was concerned, how about the Richard Abril Brandon Rios fight of earlier this year? That decision, giving Rios the decision over Richard Abril. I mean, any of those judges that voted for Rios, although they have admitted in hindsight that they were wrong, doesn't matter. The decision's been rendered. You've been exposed as either incompetent or crooked. One or the other. It's one. It's not a maybe. It's either one or the other. Either you're incompetent, you turn in a horrible score, or you're crooked and you turn in a horrible score. But the bottom line is those judges that voted for Brandon Rios should be banned from boxing for eternity, in my mind. No question about that. How about Robert Guerrero as Fighter of the Year? Of course, I named Nonito Donaire earlier in the week at ringtalk.com. That's RINGTALK, ringtalk.com. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts as far as articles are concerned. And, of course, we've got podcasts there. We've got prior shows there. We've got it all going on. We've got a historian. You name it. It's all there at ringtalk.com. You know, but I was looking in at the prediction I made or the movement I made in selecting Nonito Donaire as a Fighter of the Year. And then I thought about, you know, Nonito beat four guys. They weren't stellar guys. They were okay guys. You know, I mean, Jorge Arce was probably the best of the bunch. And he was, you know, beyond stick a fork in him. He was done. Okay. And, of course, he knocked him out with one punch. We're talking about Nonito Donaire. So he was 4-0, two knockouts. A unification, I believe he picked up the IBF 122-pound title with a win over a Japanese fighter who didn't come to fight. But at the end of the year, he was 4-0 with two whacks, okay, with the unification. Now, Robert Guerrero stepped in the ring only two times this year. First, he stepped up against Selçuk Aydın, who was 23-0 with 18 KOs in August. That was for the vacant WBC welterweight title, and he won. I mean, he may have been favored in some people's minds because of the locale being San Jose, California, just a few miles from his hometown of Gilroy, California. But Don King told me that Iddeen was going to win. Don flew out here to see that fight. Don King would not fly 3,000 miles to watch a guy make a lousy $85,000 or $90,000. That's not Don's thing. Now, Don would fly out here to get on Showtime behind his new world champion, and that's what he was thinking. Okay, but it didn't go down that way. Of course, Guerrero won going away. So Guerrero wins that fight in somewhat impressive fashion. Then he comes back, and he takes on Andre Berto in November. Okay, he's a heavy underdog against Berto, maybe 3-1, some people's minds close to 4-1. Of course, Berto, the only fight he lost was to Victor Ortiz, and that was, you know, very close and very tough in a brutal battle and all, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But the bottom line is, you know, Berto came in the favorite. The Jamaican guy, the once-beaten fighter, came in the favorite, and he was actually a natural welterweight, 147-pounder, where Guerrero was a guy coming from 135 pounds to 147 pounds. His first fight at 147, or the welterweight limit, was that fight in August with Iddeen. Okay, so he goes in with Berto, and you know, there's trepidation on my part because, you know, he's fighting a bigger guy. He's fighting a faster guy. I'm worried about it. But I still am going to go with Guerrero. Until Guerrero gets beat, he's the guy you're going to go with. Okay, you're just going to have to. Okay, same thing with Andre Ward, another guy that could have been potentially the fighter of the year, the fighter of the year for 2011, no question about that. But 2012, only one fight, the chopping down of the 175-pound tree that is Chad Dawson. Impressive, yes, but only one outing. So, and it was 168 pounds, so Dawson came down in weight. I'm going to go with 1A and 1B. And I'm going to put in, they're both going to be the same. I'm talking about Nonito Donaire and Robert Guerrero. I think they both deserve, they're both once-beaten fighters. They both deserve Fighter of the Year honors. I will correct that prediction, or I will make that update on the website this week, ringtalk.com. That's R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K, ringtalk.com. Right now on the website, Johnny Signorella, he's got it going on. I'm talking about the year-end results, the awards, you know, the knockout of the year, and he had the knockout of the year being Manny Pacquiao getting knocked out by Juan Manuel Marquez, and I agree. But his honorable mention was Danny Garcia, KO, Eric Morales, and Randall Bailey, KO, Mike Jones. What about Danny Garcia, KO? I mean, lights out, baby. Amir Khan. Yeah, Amir went to sleep. Night-night, Amir. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. This be the Tower of Power, doing a little J.B. James Brown style right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Girl, let me tell you what you got to do. TCP so mellow, nobody can get through. When he asks you, do you love him? Smile and kiss his teeth. Walk away and twist your hips. Make sure you keep him.
Your heart's beating really fast. It's beating so fast, you think something's wrong. You feel like your head's about to explode. You feel like you need a doctor. What do? You call the tax doctor.
If problems with the IRS are making you sick to your stomach, let the tax doctor help you. The tax doctor can help solve your problems by negotiating with the IRS on your behalf. They save their clients money, offering immediate payment relief, plus stopping any bank levies or seizures. Call the tax doctor right now and see why we have a 95% satisfaction rating with our customers. The consultation is confidential and free. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123.
Stay tuned for a $1 million dream body announcement. Do you want to lose weight? How about toning and sculpting your entire body in just 6 to 8 minutes a day? You've seen it on TV with Chuck Norris and Christie Brinkley. They love the Total Gym. Well, we're out to prove once and for all that the Total Gym melts off the pounds better than anything else on the market in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let up to 1 million people from across the nation try the Total Gym for just $1. If you call right now, 1-800-852-1859. That's right. The first callers right now from this station get to try the famous Total Gym for 30 days for just $1. The Total Gym will have you in the best shape of your life in just 6 to 8 minutes a day.
Whether you want to firm and slenderize or build and sculpt your body, the Total Gym is the one machine that does it all. The first 50 callers from this station right now can try Total Gym for just $1 and shipping is free. Call now, 1-800-852-1859. That's 1-800-852-1859. 1-800-852-1859.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com, get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Nah, the horns of the mighty Tower of Power in Lincoln, California, which is north of Sacramento, California, New Year's Eve. Tickets available at the Red River or the River Rock Casino. And, of course, I will be in Sacramento with my man Lenny Williams, platinum recording artist. We'll be doing our thing at a private gig in Sacramento, the state capital, on New Year's Eve 2013. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. My next guest is still a young man. He is the president of the World Boxing Organization. He's my good friend, and I love him. I'm talking about Francisco Paco Valcarcel. How are you, sir?
How are you, dude? Everything is fine?
Life is okay. Life is okay. Let's talk about the WBO now. 25 years now since the conception of the WBO. What is the most significant accomplishment you think you've made in the quarter century?
That we can establish as a honest and very well-respected organization around the world.
Well,
we can mention now.
I think we're talking with Francisco Valcarcel, folks, the president of the World Boxing Organization, and you're right, because I've had Harold Lederman on the show, and I've asked him, I said, Harold, how come we don't see these crazy decisions as much in WBO fights, especially when Mr. Valcarcel gets to be able to pick the officials himself? He said, because Paco knows boxing, and Paco puts good officials in charge, and for the most part, the WBO has been, how can I put this, controversy, has had a lot less controversy than the other sanctioning bodies, no question, and the state commissions as well.
Yeah, it's like that, you know. Thank God I've been practicing law for 39 years now, and, you know, we got a good person like John Dolan, who was with Rivers Committee. We got a good group of officials all around the world. We work in very close to all the commissions in USA and all around the world. And, you know, for that reason, we never have a big controversies.
Yeah, you're right. Paco's our guest. That's what they call him, folks, Paco Valcarcel. Of course, I was with him in November in Florida. And I don't think any of you, did you leave the hotel during the entire convention? The weather was nasty. I never left the hotel. Did you?
Yeah, we were golfing, you know, for 2 days. But,
okay,
you know, after the hurricane, you remember the hurricane.
Yeah.
We have to stay at the hotel. But anyway, we had fun at the hotel. We had fun at the hotel. We have to work a lot, you know, because in 3 days, we have to work a lot. And meetings and all people from all part of the world comes to the convention. And you have to just to meet everybody. And then you don't have time really to. Once we start with the convention, you don't have really time to have fun.
Okay. Question. What about steroids in boxing? That seems to be the 800-pound gorilla in the room. Now, you've taken the lead on a number of issues in boxing as far as trying to right the ship. Where does the WBO stand on steroids?
You know, we go with especially with Europe, you know, England is very good, you know, WBOC, Germany is very good too, Nevada is very good, And we got the same politics like the Olympic Committee when you test positive for anabolics, and we don't have too much problem with that because the fighters have been doing very good. But you know, we go with the commissions, especially BBOC, Germany, and Nevada.
Okay, so. Is there any chance of boxing going back to 15 rounds? That's a question that my fans want to ask you.
Pedro, you and I, we got different point of view. You got your point of view.
I did, Paco, I didn't state my point of view. I just asked you a question. That's all. It was in a question. No, Mr. Attorney, that was in a question form, sir.
I know. But I am in. I like 12 rounds because I live both, you know, times. I remember when I worked with Pedro Gomez Legal Advisor.
Yeah.
We were close, and I remember that day, and it was too hard for the fighters. Let me tell you.
Okay, good enough. Mm-hmm. I mean, good way to put it. Good way to put it. I was in Carolina, Puerto Rico in 1999 to televise a fight with Hector Camacho, and Camacho didn't show up for the fight until like 15 minutes before the fight, and he was like high and he was going crazy and this and so. I've had my stressful times around him. I've had my fun times around him. Was he the target of this killing of Puerto Rico, Paco, or was he the other guy the target? Do you know?
You know, we have a lot of rumors, and I have been dealing with criminal law for most of the time. And I know everybody in Puerto Rico. We have 4 million, but everybody knows everybody. And we have a lot of rumors that, you know, he was dealing with drugs. Others say that the other guy who was with him was a target, and he wasn't the target. But, you know, we have somebody tried to kill him before, 3 or 4 months before in another pet project in Puerto Rico close to the airport.
Wow.
And who knows, you know. We have different versions, because he was in Bayamón. It's close to San Juan, too. You remember the coliseum in Bayamón?
Yep.
He was in Bayamón, and he was with the guy who was with him. They got 10 bags of cocaine.
Yep.
They a lot of rumors, but
he
could be a target. He could not be a target.
You know what, Paco? He couldn't get away from it. I mean, we talked about it. We talked about cocaine being his demon, he and I. We talked about it after the Sugar Ray Leonard fight back in 1999 or 2000, somewhere 1998, I think, in Atlantic City. And he knew the cocaine was his demon, but he could not resist. He could not say no.
That's the problem. Once you enter that word, you know, and I know a lot of friends who have been there and a lot of clients who were dealing with cocaine, and they try hard to go out now, but, you know, it's almost impossible. It's a tough word.
Okay.
A tough word.
Before we run out of time here, listen, nobody has been more supportive of this show than the WBO and you. And I want to thank you for that, because I think I would have given up radio about a year and a half ago, and now we've been on the air 28 years, but I think I would have given it up about a year and a half ago. I just didn't feel the drive, and you came along, and you rescued things, man. I want to thank you for everything. I really do.
Okay, Pedro, I am very I have to say thank you to you, too, because I remember when I had that problem that somebody tried to frame a case against me, fabricate a case against me. You remember the guy from Dominican Republic? He was the only one who was there. You investigate the case, and then before the end, you got the real version.
Well,
and you trust me, and I never forget who was my friend.
Well, the bottom, being a former police officer, that wasn't too tough to figure out. I mean, it was such an obvious plant, they should have put water in it.
Yeah.
All right. I want to thank you again. I want to wish the family well. I sent you and Dora something for Christmas, so you guys should check out the mail. But she's a sweetheart. Now, and you're very lucky to have her working with you. And, you know, like I said at the WBO convention when I announced in front of the entire room that Emmanuel Stewart had passed, that was an honor. Thank you for allowing me that honor. But I wanted to thank Doris, because Doris has just been a sweetheart to me, and she's a sweetheart to you, too, I know.
Thank you. We, we, got a very good staff at the Puerto Rico and all around the world. And you can count on WBO. And I see you soon. And anyway, we're going to have Hungary in Budapest next year.
Now remember, if Jimmy Lennon can't go, you can use my voice.
Okay, but you know, Jimmy Lennon, he's always invited. You know,
I know that he's like a guy. He's like.
And this year we want to recognize him because now he was inducted.
All right, you're right. Hall of Fame guy.
We also want to recognize Jimmy because he's a champion in boxing.
And you're a gem too, Paco. All the best to you. Thank you, sir.
Okay, my friend. Take care. Bye.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network. Hello, troops!
Prices are for base buildings only. May not be available in some areas. Attention business owners, do you want a stimulus package that really works? Before you spend thousands of dollars more than you should on your next building project, listen to this. General Steel has a stimulus package designed to help you save as much as half the cost of conventional construction on your next building.
As much as half?
That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first, and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. With the projected demand for steel in Japan and China, prices may be skyrocketing.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
I thought I would knock him on the early rounds, but like I said, he brings excellent condition and he's determined.
Why didn't you go after him to try to knock him out when you knocked him down early in the third round?
I said, why get callous if I've been training for 2 months?
Here's the knockdown. Describe it to us as you see it.
Well, like I told Jimmy, the 1-2 with you, I'm gonna get him all the time. But I wasn't gonna get overexcited and play myself cheap. I said, I'll knock him out early if it happens. If not, if it's necessary, I'll go 12 rounds, and I did.
Did you go to school, so to speak, on what happened to Rosario when he knocked him down and then got knocked out himself?
No, because I knocked down a lot of fighters that still took my time. I'm just getting seasoned through every fight, and I'm pound for pound, I'm the best fighter pound for pound in the world. Bring him on. Bring him on. Mancini, I don't respect your opinion. Come on, baby. So I can knock you out.
Well, who are some of the
players? Hey, Bernard Willica, you could get some, baby. You could get some too. Brian Boo, Jimmy Paul, Sammy Holmes, all your. Come on with it, baby. Yeah, buddy. Yeah. Let's hear from you, Larry.
What about Aaron Pryor?
Aaron Pryor? Come on with it, baby. I got faith in you. You bounce back. I know you. Come on, baby. Come on with it. It's macho time.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I made them. Yeah, I made them just like a tailor makes a suit of clothes.
It's an honor to bring in my next guest, the undefeated WBA super welterweight champion of the world. Talk about Austin, no doubt, Trout. What's up, Austin? Congratulations, bro.
How you doing, Pedro? It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
We're honored. I mean, you made me look good by, you know, taking apart Miguel Cotto like that. Talk to me about it, man. 12 rounds with Cotto. It sort of looked a little, I'm left-handed, so I know what you're going through, but it sort of looked a little easy there for a while, and then it got tough, and then it got easy again. How'd you feel the fight going?
Yeah, you know, just like you said, you know, it was easy. I ended up doing things to make it hard, and then I made it easy again. I'm very happy with the way it happened, very happy with the performance. You guys have yet to still see the best of Austin Trout, but you know, that was a lot closer than
that was a fight. Austin, you know, when you look at the entire junior middleweight division now, you sort of change the landscape at 154 pounds. I mean, Floyd Mayweather, I consider him retired. Do you consider him an active fighter?
I consider him looking for his retirement, kind of since Miguel was, but I feel like, I know he's not an active fighter. When was his last fight?
He had a fight when he beat Cotto in May, but before that he hadn't fought in a while, and he fights like once a year now, and he hasn't got a fight on the agenda yet. So you definitely can't call him the best fighter pound for pound anymore, because the bottom line is he doesn't fight enough.
Right. You know? I could agree with that. You know, we don't see you fight enough to consider you pound for pound. But then again, every time he does step up, it is, you know, one of the elites. He does beat them pretty easily.
Well, I will say that he does have the hand speed and the boxing skill advantage over most of the guys he steps in with. But, you know, you're bigger than him, naturally stronger than him, a left-hander. How would you take it to Floyd Mayweather? Would you impose your will as a bigger man? Would that be the way to beat him?
Yeah, I think it's kind of a tricky game plan for Floyd. It's like staying on the outside but pushing him back.
Okay.
I gotta keep him my arms reach, arms length, and keep him with his back closer to the rope than in the middle of the ring.
Okay. We're talking with Austin Drought, folks, the undefeated WBA super welterweight, 154-pound junior middleweight. Call it whatever you want. Bottom line is he is a man now at 154 pounds, and I think he definitely made that picture clear when he gangster slapped Miguel Cotto, and of course, in the Puerto Rican's hometown. I'm happy for you. You know why, Austin?
Why is that?
Because the New York police did not arrest you for domestic violence afterwards. Okay?
You.
So I was sort of happy. Did he made it back to the dressing room yet? Yeah, he's made it back to the dressing room because, you know, the Puerto Ricans got a lot of play in New York City, man.
They do. I heard them. You know, loud and clear.
Austin Trout's the guest, of course, coming off the big win over Miguel Cotto. Now, as we look at 2013, and I'm looking at the rest of these guys here at 154 pounds, James Kirkland ran for me in one fight. Didn't you offer him a lot of money?
We offered him some good money for Kirkland, and evidently, I guess it wasn't enough. You'd rather take a year plus your layoff.
Yeah, but don't you think he sort of got a funny chin?
I do think it's kind of funny. But, you know, I'm trying to knock those names off, too.
Okay, I'm looking at the rest of the 154-pound class. I tell you, there are a couple of guys that stand out. Aris Landy Lara, 17-1, two draws and 11 KOs. Of course, the Cuban southpaw, 29 years old. Is Lara a full 12-round fighter, or is he, like the rest of the Cubans, still stuck in the amateur mold? What do you think?
Every fight I've seen him fight, he faded, except for the Paul Williams fight. That was probably the only fight I've seen him still go strong. But, you know, after, I think, six, he's usually gassing and looking to run.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't think he's a full 12-round fight. I think he's a hype job from Cuba.
Okay. All right. That was pretty good. Austin Chauncey, guest. Now, speaking of height jobs, how about Saul Alvarez? Green as guacamole. All right, green as guacamole. Hold on, green as guacamole. They keep putting him in there with guys from the Junior Olympics and things like that, or the Special Olympics. I'm not sure which Olympics they're going to get these opponents, but they're trying their best. And then they bring their act in New York City, get on the stage during Austin Trout's weigh-in, okay, get on the stage in your ring. I'm talking about Saul Alvarez, and then say, well, you know, I want to fight the winner. He thinks Cotto's going to win. Then you won, and he snuck out of town. Is it true that he snuck out of town?
Man, he was gone. He was out of the arena before Miguel Cotto even got out the ring. And Miguel didn't stay for anything, no post, nothing. You know what I'm saying? So, Canelo, he can get it, but it's almost obvious, and I'm glad they showed that on the show, how he didn't want it.
Well, you know,
he doesn't want to fight.
No, but here's what's up, Austin. Let's be honest, and just between you and me, okay, and the rest of the world here listening on the radio, I wouldn't want to fight you. You wouldn't want to fight you, would you? Am I right?
To be honest, it'd be a bad career move to take a fight with me.
That's right. Austin Trout, the undefeated, folks, 26-0, 14 kills. I was trying to short you out of a win there. Now we got Alvarez at 47-0 with a draw and 30 KOs. You got Mayweather on top, but he's inactive, so we're not going to be talking about Lara. We talked about Lara. Talked about Kirkland running from you. There's nobody else left except this guy, Veins Matrosian, and he's like 32-0 with 20 KOs and a draw. He's from Glendale, California, I believe. Outside of him, it doesn't look like there's anybody else. Cornelius Bundridge. What about the guy, the canine kid from Detroit? Would you hook it up? Would you go to Detroit and fight him?
Hey, you know, to be moving forward in my position to get another belt or to fight someone in the top of pound list would be, you know, the next best move. So if I can't get Canelo and Floyd, Bundridge, he's got a belt.
Yeah, but you know
he's an inactive fighter. But that's just better for me, you know.
I heard
him come on the air talking heads about me, fighting me, and this and that. Just talking trash. It's like, look, old man, you fight once and you take a year layoff and you pushing 40 or you pass 40. Like that, a vacation, that's retirement.
Yeah.
Come on, let me get that belt. So you can go ahead and retire. I have no reason to be coming back. So anybody that got a belt, I'm coming for their neck.
You know, Austin, what I can't understand is the discipline I had as an amateur, but doesn't translate sometimes to the professional ranks. In other words, you are a professional fighter. In other words, you know, that's your body. It's like taking a hammer and nails to work if you're a carpenter, or a paintbrush to work if you're a painter, staying in shape, staying relatively active. And yet these guys like to take a year, year and a half off. It ain't good.
Nah, it's not. You know, for me, I'm at my best when I'm busiest.
Okay. So speaking of busiest, now I'm going to push the envelope. When's the next fight and against who? Miguel Cotto in a rematch?
Well, you know, we have a grace period that we have to let him decide, and that should be up by the end of, you know, next month. After that, we're definitely trying to come back by May 4th, preferably.
You know what would be cool is if you can get on a Vegas card, and because the May 4th is going to be all the Mexicans there, and you can get him, possibly, see if you can get yourself, I hate to sound racist here, folks, on the, and I'm not really, but get yourself a Mexican opponent, like Saul Alvarez, and fight him in Vegas in May. That'd be great.
Wouldn't it be great? Just in case Saul Alvarez is, like, fighting on to fight Paulie Malignaggi, I'd be down to fight on the undercard against Alfredo Angulo. The Ghost Guerrero is fighting Mayweather. What a card, right? Charles Gulo, Canelo, somebody little, and Mayweather and Guerrero. And have some big setup. Let me fight one of them winning.
Okay. Speak real quick. Guerrero, he had two great wins this year over Andre Berto, and, of course, Selkirk Aydin was undefeated 23-0 when he came to San Jose, California. Is he for real at welterweight, or did he catch these guys at the right time?
No, I don't think he's a for real welterweight, but, you know, he couldn't get no fights anywhere, so he's like, forget it. I'll go to where the fights are, and he's a ballsy dude, man. I got much respect for Guerrero.
Yeah, I know. He is a gutsy dude. He lives in the garlic capital of the world. When you drive down the freeway next to his town, all you can smell is garlic. I'm serious, man. You're driving down Highway 101. All you can smell is garlic. That's all you can smell. Well, wow. Austin, I want to wish you a happy holidays. Congratulate you on a great 2012, man. May 2013 be better, you know. Congrats to you and the family. And, you know, just keep rocking and keep rolling. Just be Austin. Everything will be fine.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it, man.
All the best to you, folks. The great Austin Trout, of course, the WBA super welterweight champion of the world, folks. The man that took care of business when Miguel Cotto defended the WBA crown. They tried to, at one point in time, there's like, they were had multiple WBA champions. I kid you not, multiple WBA champions. But now there's one WBA champion, and that is active. I'm talking about Mr. Austin Trout, undefeated, 26-0, 14 KOs. Las Cruces, New Mexico, the father of the three. He's got a lot to be proud of as we ring in the year 2013. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Don't forget, we are Saturdays, 11 a.m. Pacific time, and then again Sundays at 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And the website, can't forget that, RINGTALK, ringtalk.com, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who suffer from hair loss, please pay close attention, because there's finally a fast, affordable, and all-natural solution that will give you the appearance of a full head of hair in just 60 seconds. That's right. It's a scientific breakthrough called Miracle Hair. And the secret to its success is its smart fiber technology that eliminates the need for hair transplant surgery or ridiculous hair pieces. And get this, Miracle Hair comes in 6 different colors, providing a natural look that's virtually undetectable. With our 30-day money-back guarantee, you have absolutely nothing to lose and only hair and confidence to gain. Call now and get Miracle Hair for only $29.95. Be one of the first 500 to order, and I'll send you a second Miracle Hair absolutely free.
Call 800-722-1731. That's 800-722-1731. To see a demo, go to 123miracle.com/1731. Order online or call toll-free now, 800-722-1731.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation.
Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee
guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
Hardest hustle anything is boxing, though. I don't know what you do for a living, but pretty sure ain't nobody punching you all in your eye. I watched one fight, Roy Jones got hit so hard, my TV moved. He was asleep like he got knocked out of the club. The ref was like 241, 242. Roy was snoring. Like he was really knocked out. He was laying there so long, they had to start another fight. Roy was still there.
You know, that's Great Earthquake there, courtesy of HBO. Well, that's too much. Talk about Manny Pacquiao. Just substitute Roy Jones for Manny Pacquiao. Because that's how you know, severely Manny Pacquiao was knocked out. Seriously. That was the most, how can I put it, the most significant moment of the year, I think, in boxing. Manny Pacquiao, the end of an era. You know, I mean, no question about that. One punch, it's all over. One right hand. You ran in. You know, he had been disrespecting guys for years and years and years, and being able to beat guys and disrespect them by jumping in on them real fast, you know, because he had that speed. But as you get older, you lose a little bit. In David Tua's case, a heavyweight, Samoan heavyweight contender, he gained a few pounds, and he couldn't close the distance anymore. Okay, Pacquiao had problems closing the distance a little bit. This time, Marquez was able to exploit it. Knock him out. It's all over. I mean, lights out. Manny Pacquiao is still snoring there. Of course, the fight of the year, the fighter of the year, Juan Manuel Marquez. How about 1C then? 1A, Donaire, 1B, Guerrero, 1C, Juan Manuel Marquez. It just wasn't a year in which one fighter really stood out. I mean, you've got Donaire with the numbers. You've got, Marquez coming up with the sensational knockout of Pacquiao. And then you've got Robert Guerrero coming up with, you know, two good fights against world-class guys. I mean, he beat A fighters. Is beating a B fighter and an A fighter, and Sulca Kadeen, the B fighter, maybe B+, undefeated, let's call him an A fighter. And, of course, Andre Berto, who was considered an A fighter. Is beating both those guys equivalent to or more than beating four guys that we were supposed to beat? Come on, I don't know. That's sort of hard to judge between the two. So therefore, we have three fighters of the year. We started out with one on the show. Now we have two. Now we have three. Okay, we're going to go with all three. And you know what? Honorable mention has to go to Andre Ward. It's all about the Bay Area. I mean, here's what's up. I used to sit here for years and years and years and not be able to talk about a single fighter from Northern California being worth a darn. I mean, there was Eric the Prince Martin. There was Pat Lawler that was okay. And things like that. But there was never really any superstars, okay? Now we have three superstars ruling their entire weight classes. We're talking about Andre Ward, 2004 Olympic gold medalist, of course, world 168-pound champion out of Oakland, California, from where the Tower of Power is from. You've got Robert Guerrero out of Gilroy, California, the WBC welterweight champion. You got Nonito Donaire out of Newark, California. All Bay Area boys, boy, it's something in the water. Champions to them all. Congratulations, 2012. 2013... You'll be here with me, hopefully, on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Until then, much peace, much respect.